All right, okay.
And it's Claire.
Yeah, Claire Hudman.
Hudman.
I used to live in Cardiff, you see. And I was learning occupational therapy, and Ali Williams was learning physiotherapy. And I just learnt to juggle because my boyfriend at the time was Toby Philpott. And I just learned to juggle from him, and I made these special lovely balls all hand-sewn with lentils in and everything. And there I was juggling away in my break time, and Ali came charging over, and she said, "Oh, I really want to learn to juggle. Can I borrow your buttons?" And I went, "Oh, really?" Because I didn't really want to give them up. You know, I just made them. I was learning. I was keen.
Were they knitted ones?
No, they were sewn. They were sewn. And anyway, so I said, "Look, you can borrow them for 2 days, but I want them back." And she said, "Yeah, yeah, no worries." 2 days later, no juggling balls. And I said, Ali, look, where are my balls?" She said, yeah, I'll give them back. And it went on weeks. Anyway, meanwhile, I persuaded Toby to start a juggling club up, and we found a place, Rubicon Dance Centre. And I made a poster for it, which is in our archive exhibition there. And Toby started teaching juggling there. And Ali and various other people from Cardiff Uni turned up. And we made friends. And then I went round to Ali's flat, Albany Street. And I realised, Albany Road, I realised why I hadn't got my juggling balls back. Because it was kind of knee-deep in stuff, basically. So I realised why I hadn't got that. Oh, what else can I tell you? Let's stop there for a minute.
Who shared the house with her there?
Oh, bloody tons and tons of people. Basically, I think she was the only girl at one time. I think there were loads and loads of boys. You know, there was Dave and Tom and Stilts, all sorts of boys, basically.
Yeah.
And Ali. And Ali. Yeah.
So Ali learned to juggle with your juggling.
Yeah, I never got them back.
That was generous of you.
Yeah, I know.